And here we are again.
Another
podcast behind the scenes.
With Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yes, and welcome back, everyone. So we have a fun one to talk about today.
Yes.
And it's very timely because all the things that we are doing now kind of tie in with this pretty well.
So, yes, it does.
But
I
got to give you a background on this because this is something that I'll tell you. For those who cannot remember back far enough, just a short 10 years ago, we really didn't have the social media and we didn't have the YouTube Live and the Facebook Live and the of course, Zoom.
We didn't have phones that you could
The smartphones that we had.
No, you had none of that.
And if you did... You didn't know how to use it, and I was proof positive of a lot of families that I could tell you did not know how to use it. But anyway, the reason why we're talking about this is we're talking about virtual Santa visits.
Yes.
And I actually started this, oh my gosh.
Well, it was.
10 years ago.
10 years ago, yeah.
Oh, Lordy. And this is when Skype was all the rage at the time.
People knew how to use Skype.
If anybody knew how to use it.
Yeah, because not everybody knew how to do that either.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to a lot of people that were, you know, really into technology, and they didn't know how to use Skype.
No,
because it was amazing. We had to teach, Mary's son had to learn from us on how to use Skype.
Yes, because we wanted to visit with our family in California. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so 10 years ago, 2014, I started with a company called Hello Santa. And before you run and look them up on the internet, I will tell you they are no longer.
No.
And haven't been for a long time.
No, they did it that one season.
Yeah. However, that really got me into virtual visits. Although it's a funny story, boy, I'll tell you. They recruited me, and I actually did an audition. In fact, you can even find the audition on our videos.
Yes, yes.
But anyway, so that's going back 10 years. If you want to see how much I've changed. But anyway, we did the audition, and they said, "Oh, yep, we'd like you to join our Hello Santa family, and we're going to send you lighting, and we're going to send
a
backdrop, and we're going to, you know, just give you
all kinds of instruction
and equipment."
He got so excited. But let me just interject. We talked a little bit about one of our videos that we actually used to do. Photography in the schools.
Yes.
So our photographer had obviously not only his camera, but he had the big lights, and we also had a really beautiful hand painted canvas backdrop.
Yes.
So when they said
they were going to send me all this stuff, I don't have to borrow Randy's lights, and I don't have to do this, and I don't have to do
that. He was especially excited about the lighting. I'm getting the lighting.
Getting lighting, professional lighting.
A package arrived.
Yes.
And it was a little smaller.
It was about...
it was a little, because it had the backdrop, so it was a little bigger.
Oh, the package was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The backdrop. So he got, was it a 5x8?
It was a little bit bigger, I think 8x6. No, it wasn't that big because it didn't fill up the whole wall.
Yeah, I think it was 5x8.
Yeah, I think you're right.
was
plastic. flimsy little plastic. I mean, you know, and it, it was just kind of like a picture.
And a little flimsy poles
to hold it. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To hold it. And then he opened up, you're right, then he opened up this, this really small package. He said, I wonder what this is.
A little light.
You could attach,
a clip-on light.
Yes, you attached
it. It was
to
a
your,
clip-on light that you clipped it onto your monitor. Yeah. And you know.
Yeah, because you did everything with a laptop then.
Yes,
year.
Yes.
So, so that was this light.
And you know, they didn't send a camera, but thankfully there was a camera in the laptop.
Yes, yes. That,
so
that's
I was
true.
Able to use that. But, yeah, so that was my big package from Hello Santa, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, that background, I beg to differ with you. They did not send poles on that. We had to mount it to the wall.
Oh, did they? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, because I remember they said, you know, you got to adjust it. It's a little crooked. So,
oh, okay.
So I had to take it down and put it back up again on the wall. But anyway... So,
well, and you should also say, you know, this was the Hello Santa was, if not the very first, one of the very first companies that offered virtual visits.
Yes.
So you were really
just getting into this.
Yeah, you were really on the cutting edge.
Yes.
Of this. And,
absolutely.
And the cutting edge of the technology. Such as it was.
And boy, I'll tell you, they just, you know, they were really booking a lot of people for this.
Mm-hmm.
And they hired, you know, I felt so exclusive till I found out they hired about 300 Santas to do this.
Yeah.
However, we had a gentleman, and I gotta laugh. And Clinton Finelli, if you're out there, I still love you, and you bring smiles to our faces every time we mention your name.
Yes,
because
always,
it's like,
always.
Oh my God, what poor Clinton had to do to keep these Santas in line and to get good Santas to do virtual visits, and the stories he would tell us about these Santas.
No, but remember, he would come out and he would have a video for the Santas and of how to fix things or do things or something. And we were rolling on the floor. I mean it was almost like it was a comedy show.
Yeah, it was.
Unfortunately,
he was serious.
He was serious that.
And had to be, because apparently these guys couldn't figure
out
how to put their hand before their face. You know?
No, they with the costuming, some of them apparently had some costumes, some didn't. Some had to wear or were not wearing fake beards. And he said, you know, if you don't have facial hair, you've got to wear. And then
this isn't real. You gotta get something that looks it.
He on one video he had to put on
The beard,
and the hat.
And apparently people weren't getting this.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, so. and it was so funny. And of course, he was doing this, I think, every week. We were.
Because we were getting down there.
Yeah,
so.
And we were looking. We were sitting there, is it time yet for the next video?
Couldn't wait.
Because it was
And in the meantime, I was getting calls and visits from him going, you can't believe it. I can't get them to do. What is it that we need to do to get them to do things? But anyway, enough about the Santas. Then we had the people.
Yes.
And I'll tell you again, as we said in the beginning of this thing, nobody knew how to work their phones. Nobody knew how to work their personal computers.
And I don't think
pads were not a big thing at that point.
Yeah, I don't think it
was
even on phones. I think you either had to have a laptop.
No, we had phones. We had phones.
Did you have phones?
Yeah, because they showed us how we had to do things sometimes. But people would walk around and, you know, I mean, I had visits where they set up the computer And they had it reversed. So I'm looking at the centerpiece on their dining room table.
Yeah.
And nobody else in it because yeah. they were on the other side going, I can see you. Why can't you see us? And it's like, because you have your camera backwards. Yeah. You know, and then I had one father, and this is why I know that it was on phones, and he's running around with his phone trying to film his daughter, and we're going upstairs and through rooms and everything because she kept running away.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's like, I can't see her. And he goes, well, I'm trying to get her. Hold on a minute. I almost got sick to my stomach watching this thing go flying through the house. We had people that, I mean, you know, their phones were way up there and I couldn't see anybody then. And, you know.
Or you had, you saw but had no sound.
Oh, yeah. Because then nobody could figure out how to turn the audio on
yeah.
on either their computer or their phone, but especially on their computer. So, yeah, it was quite. And yet, I still had, are you ready for this, 868 virtual visits.
Yeah. He became, there was really just a handful at the end that was the go-to Santas and then
of course anybody if there was any kind of a celebrity or somebody of importance,
just gonna say you had a
like
special
I had,
visit.
Yes, I had the vice president of news for ABC, and I had Teller of Penn and Teller, did his and some other celebrities that I can't remember right now off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But we did a lot. There were three of us, and we got. Not only did we get all the more important visits, but we got all the redos. We had a lot of redos where the Santa had goofed up something fierce or the parents, you know, complained that, you know, they just couldn't get it to work and, so can we do it again? So I had probably almost as many redos as I had virtual visits some days. So, you know, but that was... Oh, so that got me into virtual visits.
Yes.
And then that just kind of started the ball rolling. And even though Hello Santa went away, I then got involved with a company called Jingle Ring.
But that was much later, actually.
Yeah, actually, there was several
years
later.
There was not a lot of companies continued that. I think it was... Yeah. Partly because it was, I think, a lot more work than they thought between getting the Santas and getting the software to work and people trying to use their computers. All of that. I mean, so we really didn't do anything until 2020.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we actually started to do our own personal virtual visits because, of course,
the technology had come along.
Yeah, and we, along with everybody else, you know,
upgraded,
was staying well and staying inside.
Mm-hmm. But, we were all locked in.
Yeah,
then,
so we weren't going anywhere.
So everybody needed a virtual visit So.
And then I think it was 2021... Then when
Jingle Ring,
we got Jingle Ring, I think.
Yeah, and I did them for a year. But even though I did Jingle Ring, we still did a few of our own.
We still had some
because
we had a
what
problem.
Had happened is we had had a lot of people that had visited us personally.
Yes.
When we were out doing some personal visits,
exactly.
And that, they would seek us out.
Mm-hmm.
And during 2020, you couldn't do that.
No.
So that's when we began the personal
right.
virtual
so we could
visits.
Keep up the visits with a kind of a core group that we had for a number of years following us, and we had that. And then the other thing is that didn't happen with Hello Santa, But with Jingle Ring and our own, then we both started to do the virtual visits.
Yes, because we had Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yeah,
yes.
Both of us.
Yes, which a lot of people do. They love Mary, and I can't blame them. I do.
Well, so. Most of the time, especially with our core followers, we had gone in homes and things like that, so mm-hmm. they knew, you know, both of us and wanted to see both of us. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, it was. But so that's kind of how it started. We were he was really definitely on the cutting edge, and
then of course things developed, and we started doing Zoom, and you mm-hmm. know, and then Zoom made a huge difference. We still use Zoom today, and in fact, and this is why I said this is really timely.
Yeah.
We've been asked, you know, gee, do I always have to wait till Christmas to visit with mm-hmm. you? And the answer today is no. Yeah. In fact, if you go on our website, thenorthpolepress.com, you will find virtual visits.
Yes.
And you can log it, and you can just pick a day, give us some information. If you have a special event you want this mm-hmm. for, if you mm-hmm. want to do this for a friend or a coworker or anybody.
Yeah.
And just get a visit from either myself.
Yes.
Or Mrs. Claus and me.
We can do both.
Yeah.
And this was our special announcement, which is the last podcast. You will have heard that, and that's what we were going to announce.
So,
So it's
we're up and running and waiting anxiously by the phone for your call. So
and it really is any time, you know, birthday. Yeah.
Anniversary.
If your child has done particularly well in a sports event or school or something, and you just want to, you know, let him or her talk to Santa, then this is another good way to do it.
I just thought so. Even if they're like going to a camp or something, if they have a phone that they're taking with them, I could even visit them at camp and just say, yep, your folks are missing you, and you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But I understand you're doing well.
Yeah.
So any reason you can think of, and like I said, it can be for coworkers or
anything.
Anybody's
really.
Birthday. Mm-hmm. So, I can have fun with this, and they will too. So by all means, you know, do take advantage of that.
And but we'll leave links
podcast
to our website, so you'll mm-hmm. you'll have that. So
but anyway, I'll tell you, virtual Santa visits are nice because you don't have to get dressed up and drag your kids to the mall. You don't have to worry about if they, you know, if they're in their pajamas or if it's early in the morning or late in the evening.
Well, the other thing that didn't happen with Hello Santa, but did happen with Jingle Ring, is you also had calls from all over the world.
That is true.
Which
that
never would have happened, certainly with us. Never would have happened if it had not been on a virtual call basis. And we know we have viewers.
International viewers on this.
From all over the world.
Yes.
So this is your opportunity.
We have multiple countries that view us. So by all means, we would love to chat with you.
Yeah,
as well. But that is a good point. I mean, I'll tell you, that was such a kick to be able to talk to people all over Europe and Asia and Australia and you know. And I just enjoyed that.
Immensely. Yeah, we really did. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I'd love to do it again. So. But anyway, so that's kind of our virtual Santa story and how that all came about. And of course, now, as I was going to say, is we got obviously much more sophisticated equipment. We have much more sophisticated programming and that type of thing, which makes it easy. And, you know, the neat thing about this is everybody gets a recording.
Yes, that's the other thing. Yes, because we do it on Zoom. Everybody gets a recording of the of the visit. So,
and the other thing I'm going to bring up is you can also invite other relatives.
Yes, family members.
I can handle
Yeah.
Several
yes,
people.
Yes, we do that at Christmas.
Within reason. Yeah. I mean, I don't want, you know, 50 people.
No.
Then we'll just do a live visit,
you
know, and that'll be it. But but if you want to involve your parents or
grandparents, aunts
and uncles,
something
or
like that,
or
you
whatever.
Know, yeah. So check it out.
Yeah.
And we hope that you enjoyed this edition of our Behind the Scenes podcast. It's and again,
I just happen to think I could do this for teachers too.
Yes.
Teachers, if you want me to address, or Mrs. Claus and I to address your class, we could even do that.
Yes, we could. Yeah, that's true.
Because your phones are sophisticated enough now.
True enough.
But anyway, boy, I get excited thinking.
I just think of all these different possibilities. Yeah.
So anyway, that's our story, and we're sticking with it.
That's right.
And by gosh, I hope you take advantage of this, and I'll tell you, we're going to come up with still another experience of what we've faced. And we were looking at our list today. We still got a lot of things to talk about.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of things to share in the future. So
make sure you come back on the 10th.
The 10th and the 24th.
Yep.
And join us. And thank you again to all our listeners and your wonderful comments.
Fabulous subscribers.
It touches our hearts. So thank you again for joining us.
So, well, until next time, you know, stay tuned and stay with us. And God bless everybody.
God bless. We'll see you later.
Catch you on the next one.